The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The Triduum begins this evening. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, April 14th, 2022. This is Holy Thursday. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2, and Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Lidwine, born in 1380 in Schiedam, Holland, one of nine children of a working man. After an injury in her youth, she became bedridden and suffered the rest of her life. She experienced mystical gifts, including supernatural visions of heaven, hell, purgatory, apparitions of Christ, and the stigmata. Lidwine heroically accepted her plight as the will of God and offered up her sufferings for the sins of humanity. She died in 1433. Saint Lidwine, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, tonight we come to this time of Holy Thursday, entering into the sacred Triduum, these three most special days in the church year, where we really are focused on, and all the liturgy is focused on, this commemoration of your passion, your death, and your resurrection for our salvation. And in these days, the church invites us to almost be in a time of retreat, of recollection. The normal life, that everything that happens in the church ceases. And so we're not allowed to celebrate other sacraments today. There are many dioceses throughout the world. There's the Chrism Mass, where priests join with the bishop and renew their priestly promises. In some places in the world, that happens earlier in the week for the sake of being able to get our priests all together. But we don't have normal liturgies. There's no morning masses. The church pauses and invites us today and tomorrow and on Saturday to be in this time of real focused retreat with you, and to focus on the magnitude. These are the holiest days. Holy Week is the holiest week of the whole year, and these special days of the Triduum are the holiest days of Holy Week. And it begins at supper time with the evening mass of the Lord's Supper, which is supposed to be celebrated sometime around the evening meal. And we hear from your friend, your beloved disciple, St. John, who has such a great role in much of what is going to happen in the coming days, that you knew the hour that had come to pass. This is the hour for you, Jesus, to pass from this world to the Father. We read from St. John, Jesus, that you loved those who were your own in the world. You loved them all the way to the end. And what a beautiful testimony that is for us. Jesus, you loved your own who are your, you love those who are your own in the world. You love them all the way to the end. And so all of the gifts that you give us, it's this sign of loving us to the end. It's the testimony that you love us all the way. You hold nothing back in your passion, Jesus. You give everything for us. And that particularly at the Last Supper, this Passover meal that you celebrate with your disciples, you greatly desire to eat this Passover with them. That this is where you want to give yourself to us in this way. Jesus, you knew that you would give yourself to us in the Eucharist. You knew the Eucharist was coming. We had no idea. Maybe anyone that was paying attention at the Last Supper at the Bread of Life discourse in Capernaum in the synagogue the years ago would have maybe thought, but most likely not. They had no idea. The apostles had no idea what was coming. But Jesus, you want to give us this great gift of yourself. You give us your own body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. Tonight's the night that you do that for us. And that we commemorate this greatest gift we could have ever received. The gift of you in the Eucharist. You give your own self, right? There's no gift. I'll give you something that represents me. I'll give you some kind of memory or token. Jesus, you go all the way, loving us all the way to the end. You give us yourself, your own body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. St. Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, that's read during the Mass this evening, about the institution of the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord Jesus what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after that, after he'd given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body, that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. And Jesus, that's our role. Now we proclaim your death. And as often as we participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and whenever we receive Holy Communion, we proclaim your death for our salvation. What you start at Holy Thursday carries through all the way to the cross. That's why this is not the liturgies of the church's life in this time. It's one liturgy. This is one liturgy all the way from Holy Thursday through the Easter Vigil. This one time of being with you. And so we proclaim your death. Every time we go to Mass, we're present at Calvary itself. You institute this sacrifice, Lord Jesus, at the Last Supper. You freely lay down your life. Like we read in the Gospel about how you wash the apostles' feet, but there's a detail there that you rose from supper and took off your outer garments, and then you performed this great act of service. And then after doing that, after washing the apostles' feet, you put your garments back on and reclined at table again. And the church fathers have seen that as a sign of you laying down your life and taking it up again. "No one takes my life from me," you said, "but I freely lay it down and I freely take it up again." And so that is a sign of that you lay aside your outer garments. You do this great act of service for the apostles, washing their feet, and then you take up your garments again. And then in just a few hours, you lay down all of your majesty and being broken and beaten and stripped and nailed to the cross and dying. But we know that that's just the beginning, but the cross leads to the resurrection, and that you take up your life again, as we'll celebrate in just a few short days at Easter. And then, Jesus, we go from the Last Supper, from this Passover meal, into the garden. And it's important that Holy Thursday always ends in the garden. You and the apostles go out to pray in the garden on the Mount of Olives, and you there enter into your agony, that you see the full weight of sin and the full weight of rejection. And Jesus, your human will is totally given over to the divine will, but it's still at the face of what you're about to go through, experiences tremendous difficulty. And so you pray, not my will, but your will be done to the Father. And Jesus, we have an opportunity as our Holy Thursday comes to a close to watch and to pray with you. Holy Thursday should not be just any kind of night where even if you go to the Mass, to then go back home and whatever. No, tonight, Holy Thursday night, should be a night where we watch and we pray. You tell your apostles, particularly Peter and James and John, to watch and to pray. And that's the same command that you give to us, Jesus, that tonight we watch with you and we pray, we keep you company in the garden. St. Teresa of Avila would say that she would love to pray with you, Jesus, in the garden, because then she has you all to herself and we can keep you company. Our Lord Jesus sees everything outside of time. And so when we pray, when we Christians pray and we keep him company, he sees that, right? Jesus in his agony would see my prayers, my being with him today. And it can actually keep him company, not just in an imaginary way, but really. Jesus as God sees all of that. And so we as his friends this Holy Thursday can resolve to keep him company in the garden, to be there with him. We should ask our mother to help us stay faithful. As we enter into the Triduum, she has such a special role in accompanying all of the mysteries that we celebrate. She can teach us how to watch, to pray, and to be faithful. Mary, help us have a love for the Eucharist instituted today. Help us have a love for keeping your Son company, and help us watch with you as the mystery of his passion and our redemption is accomplished. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 16 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio. On Holy Thursday, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this liturgical day now. As we join with the whole church in prayer, we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O God, be gracious and bless us. And let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
A new commandment I give you, love one another.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us. For you are merciful.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out
He who knows the secrets of the heart. It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all men to myself.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us in our weakness, but one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in time of need. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with erring sinners, for he himself is beset by weakness and so must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. One does not take this honor on as his own initiative, but only when called by God, as Aaron was. Even Christ did not glorify himself with the office of high priest. He received it from the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to God, who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and when perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, designated by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Though he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through what he suffered.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
In the days of his earthly life, he prayed, crying aloud, and he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard.
And now, for all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal life.
The second reading from an Easter homily by St. Melito of Sardis, Bishop. There was much proclaimed by the prophets about the mystery of the Passover. That mystery is Christ, and to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. For the sake of suffering humanity, he came down from heaven to earth, clothed himself and that humanity in the Virgin's womb, and was born a man. Having then a body capable of suffering, he took the pain of fallen man upon himself. He triumphed over the diseases of soul and body that were its cause, and by his spirit, which was incapable of dying, he dealt man's destroyer, death, a fatal blow. He was led forth like a lamb. He was slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from our servitude to the world, as he had ransomed Israel from the land of Egypt. He freed us from our slavery to the devil, as he had freed Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. He sealed our souls with his own spirit, and the members of our body with his own blood. He is the one who covered death with shame and cast the devil into mourning as Moses cast Pharaoh into the mourning. He is the one who smote sin and robbed iniquity of offspring as Moses robbed the Egyptians of their offspring. He is the one who brought us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of tyranny into an eternal kingdom, who made us a new priesthood, a people chosen to be his own forever. He is the Passover that is our salvation. It is he who endured every kind of suffering in all those who foreshadowed him. In Abel he was slain, in Isaac bound, in Jacob exiled, in Joseph sold, in Moses exposed to die. He was sacrificed in the Passover lamb, persecuted in David, dishonored in the prophets. It is he who was made man of the Virgin, he who was hung on the tree. It was he who was buried in the earth, raised from the dead, and taken up to the heights of heaven. He is the mute lamb, the slain lamb, the lamb born of Mary, the fair ewe. He was seized from the flock, dragged off to be slaughtered, sacrificed in the evening, and buried at night. On the tree, no bone of his was broken. In the earth, his body knew no decay. He is the one who rose from the dead and who raised man from the depths of the tomb. Everyone has sinned and is deprived of God's glory. We are justified through the free gift of his grace and through the redemption of Christ Jesus.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
God made Christ's sacrificial death the means of expiating the sins of all believers.
Let us pray. O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, and today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Holy Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, just before the Last Supper, it's the washing of the feet. From the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him,
Lord, do you wash my feet?
What I am doing, you do not know now, but afterward, you will understand.
You shall never wash my feet.
If I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He who has bathed does not need to wash, except for his feet. But he is clean all over. And you are clean, but not every one of you.
For Jesus knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, You are not all clean. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them,
Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the relevant radio app. It's a new covenant between God and his people and a new sacrifice. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. And now, while they are eating, quite likely towards the very end, Jesus becomes at the same time serious and simple, simultaneously lucid and uttering deep truths in an attitude the apostles recognize and know well. He remains silent for a few moments and then institutes the Holy Eucharist. Our Lord anticipates in sacramental form, my body given up, my blood shed, the sacrifice which is to be consummated the following day on Calvary. Until now, God's covenant with his people has been represented by the paschal lambs being sacrificed on the altar of holocausts at the traditional feast for the entire family that they call the paschal meal. Now the lamb being offered up is Christ himself. His, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. The body of Christ is the new banquet for which all the family congregate. Take this and eat. In the cenacle, our Lord anticipated sacramentally what on the following day he would carry out on the hill of Calvary, the offering and immolation of himself, body and blood, to the Father as the sacrificial lamb which inaugurates the new and definitive covenant between God and man, and which redeems everyone from the slavery of sin and from eternal death. Jesus gives himself to us in the Eucharist to strengthen us in our weakness, to accompany us in our loneliness, and as a foretaste of heaven itself. At the door leading to his passion and death, he ordains things in such a way that this bread will never be lacking until the end of the world. For Jesus, on that memorable evening, gave his apostles and their successors, the bishops and priests, the power to renew this marvel until the end of time. Do this in memory of me. Together with the Holy Eucharist, which has to last until he comes, he instituted the ministerial priesthood. Jesus will always remain really, truly, and substantially present with us in the Blessed Eucharist. The Jesus of the cenacle is the same Jesus who is in the tabernacle. That night the disciples enjoyed the physical presence of Christ when he gave himself to them and to all men. This evening, when we go to adore him publicly at the altar of repose, we too will find him again. He sees us and recognizes us. We can speak to him as the apostles did and recount to him what concerns us and what gives us great joy. And we can thank him for being amongst us. And we can accompany him while recalling his generous self-giving. Jesus always awaits us in the tabernacle. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who led Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long? How long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river. It stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
Look, O Lord, and see my suffering. Come quickly to my aid.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
God is my Savior. I trust in him and shall not fear.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name.
Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God is my Savior. I trust in him, and shall not fear.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind, and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. He has filled us with honey from the rock.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, that through God's gracious will, he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
You brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old
that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I have longed to eat this meal with you before I suffer.
Let us pray. The Father anointed Christ with the Holy Spirit to proclaim forgiveness to those in bondage. Let us humbly call upon the eternal priest, Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer and so enter into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross, you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us.
We pattern our prayer on the prayer of Christ our Lord and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who anointed your only begotten Son with the Holy Spirit and made him Christ and Lord, graciously grant that being made sharers in his consecration, we may bear witness to your redemption in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Close to Jesus to the Last continues today at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central with Father Rocky, and two opportunities to pray the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday at noon and 3 Central Time. Morning Air next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.